In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's Easter morning, 2,000 years ago. Christ has been in the tomb for 3 days. There is an earthquake, and the angel rolls the stone back, and Jesus wakes from the dead and says to the angel, "Can you roll the stone back for a few more minutes?" Why do we come here year after year on this morning? It's Easter morning, and we come back year after year to celebrate this event. What makes Easter so special? What is it that brings us here? There you go. It's not the eggs. It's not the bunny. It's not the ham for dinner. Certainly isn't the peeps. But we come here because of an emptiness. But this is an emptiness unlike any other. This is an emptiness that brings life and renews us. You know, when we think about emptiness, we use that word a lot, and we tend to mean something different. Usually, when we talk about emptiness, we normally talk about something that needs to be filled, something lacking. When we think of emptiness, we talk about things like hunger, thirst, poverty, exhaustion. We think of times that we feel empty. And this is how we usually experience emptiness. But not this morning. No, this morning there is a different kind of emptiness. It is not an emptiness that we will experience in any other time or place. It is one that we remember this morning. This emptiness was first seen by a woman in a garden 2,000 years ago. This was a woman who, like all of us, would occasionally look for life among the dead. Mary Magdalene was searching for a body, something that filled the tomb, but was lifeless. You know, in many ways, we do this in our own lives. In many ways, we fill ourselves with lifeless things. We are busy. Oh, are we busy? We stress over meaningless problems. We try to fulfill ourselves with things that ultimately will only leave us wanting more. In these times, we get overwhelmed and we look for relief. And where do we look for that relief? We look for it among the dead. But among the dead, we will not find it. St. Paul said in the letter to the Colossians, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Now, the truth is that on that first Easter morning, it was not just Jesus who was raised from the dead. This was an event unlike any other. This was not a healing. This was not like Lazarus coming back or those stories of the Old Testament. This was a different kind of event. Because with Jesus, in his embrace around our humanity, all of creation, humanity itself, was pulled out of the mire and made new. And with the resurrection, we, each of us, all of us, have been given new life. We are raised with Christ in the resurrection. And so therefore, we are compelled, we are called, we are exhorted not to look down where we have been, but we are to look upwards where we are going. We are charged to see Christ in all things, above all things, and through all things, putting Jesus at the center of our lives. St. Paul goes on to say, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life is hidden in Christ our God. That's a funny way of saying it. Because yes, in many ways, everything we think we know and everything that we do in some way is meaningless, at least on the outside. The things that are apparent, those things that we show others, are not who we are. And those things that are hidden are quite often where we find our true and real selves. Now we know this. We know that sometimes we put up masks. We kind of hold things at an arm's distance. We know that our mouths do not always speak what is on our hearts. And sometimes our heart hurts in ways that we hide our pain even from ourselves. Our truest and most authentic selves are rarely revealed. Sometimes we're embarrassed to show it. Sometimes we don't know what to do with those thoughts. Sometimes we are afraid to experience pure joy and freedom because it requires us to be vulnerable. And if we are vulnerable even to ourselves, let alone others, it's going to require something of us. It means we have to let go of something. And you might wonder, why don't we do it? It seems so easy. Why not just let go of things? I remember that old expression, the devil you know is better than the angel you don't. And you know, comfort is a funny thing. Comfort is not always the best thing, but still we rest in it, even if it's just an illusion or even if it's really destructive. But St. Paul goes on in this letter to say, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. You also will be revealed with him in glory. You know, the reality is that no matter what is buried inside of us, God already knows it. And you know what? God loves you. Not in spite of that, but the whole package, strengths, flaws, everything about you, God is deeply and madly in love with. Now let that soak in. And even when we are called to leave that comfort zone, then we are emptying ourselves of what burdens us. And at that moment, we become our truest selves. And we are our truest selves when we are who we are with Christ. Our glory, as St. Paul calls it, is not what we do on our own. It is not how great we are. It's not what we have accomplished. Our glory is in Jesus Christ, who is the fullest expression of humanity, whom we strive in every way to be like. And so on that morning, thousands of years ago, Mary Magdalene found the empty tomb. And it is there, in that emptiness, that she found life. And we too are called to empty ourselves of all kinds of things, the pride, the anger, hypocrisy, the worries, and the greed. We are called to empty ourselves of all that is dead. And we must make in ourselves an empty tomb. Because it is in that emptiness that we will find life. Amen.